Now, Jesus will be with us in about 10 minutes to take your phone calls. He's also going to clue us in on some startling new revelations. So we are opening the phone lines right now if you'd like to get in the queue and take advantage of this rare opportunity to petition the Lord with phone calls. And now, this.
From the Republican National Council, Republican Christmas carols. I don't know, maybe I'll play one.
The first big note came on a Christmas day. When we showed them they weren't going to get their way, it was no from the start, no till we die, we'll always say no, for God in the sky, no, 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 no.
That's, you know, let's listen to another one. I mean, maybe they have some variety. So much for variety. Oh, here's one. This is a good one. This will make us feel better. This one's good.
Dashing through the snow in a big stretch limousine, to the hills we go, ready to be mean. Chorum bells will ring, calling through the night, giving us a chance to sing a neighing song tonight. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no. No, 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 no.
You know, I think the Republicans are trying to tell us something.
No!
Comes from the Bob Dylan Christmas album. But for a limited time, here's the Bob Dylan Hanukkah album. You'll hear Sad-Eyed Lady of the Holy Land.
Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait?
It's the Bob Dylan Hanukkah album, not sold in store.
Try the switch here. Turn. What the hell is that coming from?
Not mentioned in the Bible, 'cause it happened anon. The Jews went into battle, somebody left those lights on, and the oil burned for 8 nights instead of just one. Someone call up Con Edison, show him how it's done. Now Judah Maccabee, you know, he ain't no Santa Claus, but he don't need no reindeer, not even a horse. And Christmas is commercialized even more every year, but Hanukkah, we still don't know exactly when it's here. Took out my old harmonica, my camera made by Konica. I mixed a gin and tonica and played some electronica. Then I called Veronica, who lives in Santa Monica. And isn't it ironica? It's almost time for Hanukkah. Isn't it ironic? It's almost time for Hanukkah.
And we're about to drop some rhymes, Red Sea pedestrian style. Well, it's holiday time, but I don't have Christmas lights. That's because I'm gonna kick it for 8 straight nights. No elves and no reindeers, and we don't have a tree. It's Hanukkah, and Jews will get their freak on just like me. No wreath is on my door, but I won't be apologetic. I'm keeping it real, I am keeping it Semitic. There won't be a manger, you won't see any cradle, but you'll see me bust some tasty moves with my sweet dreidel. Dreidel. You'll never see me hanging with that sucker Santa Claus, 'cause the fruitcake he is peddling won't pass my kosher laws. I won't don gay apparel, and I will not deck the halls. You sing Silent Night, I'll kick you in the matzo balls. Like Manischewitz, I'm sweet, and my rapping is so cool. Gonna move to L.A. when I'm done with dental school. So sit back and enjoy as you watch me rock the Torah around my neck instead of bling a solid gold menorah. On Christmas Eve, we don't go for all the hype. I prefer that we stick with the classic stereotype. Eat some Chinese food, then what movie will we choose? Cineplex full of yarmulkes. What's up, my Hebrews? So I hope you have enjoyed this Hanukkah rap. All the shiksa say hey, and I wanna hear you clap. Best wishes to you on this festival of lights. So shalom and peace out from the hip-hop Israelite. Yeah, gooey! West Bank!
A very special Hanukkah rap for America's favorite Jew, Jesus Christ, joining us on the line to take your telephone calls. But I think first he's going to share a new revelation with us. We call that a scoop in the media. Jesus, are you there?
I am indeed here. Nice to be with you, Scooter.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on, because this definitely is a big announcement. I would say probably the biggest announcement regarding my life in 2,000 years, certainly. Here's the big news. I, Jesus Christ, have a little bit of news regarding who I really am, because there was a tremendous mix-up. And due to recent revelations that I've just found out through my birth certificate and whatnot, everybody's been a little bit mistaken on my identity. I am actually Zeus, the Greek god Zeus. I always was, and that's why I got the name Jesus, is because people were always mistakenly saying, "Hey, Zeus," and it became "Hey, Zeus," which became Jesus, and that's really how it happened.
As if hanging around with a fisherman wasn't gay enough, now you're a Greek god.
Yeah, this is really a shock for me, as well as a lot of people. And I do think it's going to be a good thing for the economy. But the worst thing about it is we're no longer going to be accepting crosses as a symbol of Christianity. Everything is going to be changed over to lightning bolts.
Lightning bolts, rockets.
So we're giving everybody 3 months till March 31st. Everyone has to do a complete changeover. That goes for everybody from the Vatican down to just mom and pop down the street that attend church on Sundays. Everybody's got to have lightning instead of crosses by then.
Well, that's great. That's great. That lightning bolts, very, very Grateful Dead iconic.
Yeah, I mean, they're already available. Obviously, the production's going to go up quite a bit on these things, but you can definitely get them at your local head shop as it is.
We have with us somebody who was tortured in religious school, and she has some anger things to work out with you. Would you like to speak with her? Her name is Harley.
My name is
Sure, and I don't mind. They can still call me Jesus, but just they should know that I'm really Zeus, but anything is fine.
Zeus, hey.
Scooter, how many times do I have to tell you that my name is Mayhem and not Harley?
Mayhem, not Harley?
Yes.
So it's Harlem Arky?
No, it's Mayhem Arky.
Okay.
I have a very important question to ask you. I've noticed while being forced to read that Bible,
right,
that you left out your entire childhood. Would you mind to explain why?
What are you hiding?
What's there? What are you missing? What did you do? Are you not perfect after all?
Yeah, with these new revelations, I just found all this too. I was quite a ladies' man, let me just say. That's why I think that I got that reputation for always hanging around hookers. Just, you know, as Zeus, or Jesus, hey Zeus, however you want to say it, let's just say that I was doing a little more than just hanging around with those hookers. So there you have it. Jesus was having a lot of sex. A lot. That's why I think people initially were really following me around. I think they just wanted advice on how to get the ladies.
Uh-huh. So the whole riding on a donkey thing has...
That was a story that got translated mistakenly. That was a trip to Mexico.
So,
and there was a lot more than just... It was not just a donkey ride into town, if you know what I mean.
It implies that you're well-anointed.
You could definitely say that the donkey wasn't really the show.
Well, we have Jesus Christ on the line. You can ask him anything you like, just as long as it's suitable for the FCC. Shall we take a call, Harley?
Yes,
or did you have a follow-up on the childhood?
I have one more question. It has nothing to do with your childhood. It has to do with your ladies' man abilities about Mary Magdalene.
Uh-huh.
I want to hear about this. I've been hearing some very questionable things about you getting her pregnant.
Yeah, that is true. We did have, and she did give birth to our child, Jake.
Jake.
That Mary Magdalene was a really amazing woman, I gotta say. She was my favorite. I don't want to say, you know, that, we actually did not get married per se. But, you know, in the equivalent of, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah days, you know, there were some wild things. You know, maybe we got drunk and got married, but it was, you know, nothing that we totally remember.
You shared a trailer for a while?
We did have what was the equivalent. We had a clay trailer then, and we had even we had built some additions on it. And, you know, those were good days. I don't ever want to disparage Mary Magdalene because we still, you know, we still talk. And she was quite a woman. But, you know, sometimes you got to move on, especially when you're Zeus. I had a reputation.
Especially when you outlive everybody for 2,000 years.
Exactly.
Well, we have some people online.
I'll ask you some questions later. But for
yes,
now,
we will come back
to
Harley.
People.
Okay. Line one, you're on the air with Jesus Christ.
Best Halloween show I've ever heard.
Best Halloween show. Cool.
Seriously, guys, it's great. Actually, I have a question that is completely serious, but completely irrelevant. And it is, do you remember Mandy in the Morning?
Do I, Jesus, remember Mandy in the Morning?
Yeah, she was on KPFT and back the early 70s, something like that.
And I have my own version of Mandy in the Morning, but go ahead. I'll be able to answer your question.
Well, the question is there any way to find out where the heck she went?
Yeah, I can tell you that. She later went on to become Pam Daughter, who was Mindy on Mork and Mindy. And she is now doing commercials for a back support machine that also works at your apps. Situations, and yes, we did do it.
Would you ever volunteer again? She was a really good programmer. I'd love to hear.
Okay,
love you guys.
Maybe Jesus can bring her back.
I'm also including a bag of weed for that guy.
Line two, you're on the air with Jesus Christ.
Hey, Seuss.
Yes.
Hey, I'm kind of thinking if the time might be right for you to do a little counter-programming and come out of the religious textbooks and get where people can see you. I'm thinking like maybe have your own HBO Jesus Think Tank show and some marketing opportunities to go with that. How about a Jesus merchandising green-friendly sandals and sunglasses to go along with a white-collar, white cotton carbon neutral clothing line, let's say? And how about some fundraising opportunities for KPFT, like a bumper sticker with your picture on it endorsing the following line? It says, remember, numbers don't lie, Republicans do.
Ah.
That would be great if we can get you endorse that and make a bumper sticker.
I want to thank you for that because you're absolutely right on. There's only a few things you can get right now on ComedyJesus.com, which is the live DVD from the international tour, but I am going to take you up on that, sir, because really your wish is my command. And not only are we going to have the environmentally friendly things, but we are going to go green energy. And here's why: because I was killed by lightning. There was a lot of confusion in the story, and this was. I know that he said, "Oh, well, that's the most ironic way for." You know, for Jesus Zeus to be killed, yes, it was, and it was not fun. There was a crucifixion, and there was lightning, and it was an accident. It was not caused by a deity.
And I hope that for some of your more right-wing stalkers, you're going to have some combat jack boots as well as the green sandals, you know.
Well,
might as well cover the whole market.
Jesus, teabag ornaments that attract lightning for next year.
Yeah, but Jesus, I would really love for you to think about getting on HBO and doing a Jesus Think Tank. We've got to do some counter programming to George Bush. He's coming on PBS in February. So could you seriously consider maybe endorsing a Nader McKinney ticket for 2012? And this agnostic will keep praying for your existence. Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, I say yes to all of that. To that gentleman caller, I want to thank him, and he's definitely going to get some VIP tickets to the afterlife.
Excellent. Some a pearly necklace. Line three, you're on the air with Jesus Christ.
Hey, Jesus. This is Neil. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Neil.
Hi there, Neil.
Hey, I got two questions for you, slightly related. One is, I see in all these messages today, you know, people wishing for peace and love and happiness, you know, especially on tomorrow. And I just wondered why, with your powers and whatnot, it seemed like it'd be easy. Couldn't you have just had like 364 brothers and sisters, you know, that were born on the other days? And then my second question, slightly related, is if you ever have any problems similar to what Tiger Woods is going through? And I'm going to hang up.
Not only would I know as a Tiger Woods is my day, if you want, you know, go Wikipedia Zeus or Google Zeus, and you can definitely see that I really was a ladies' man. But as a Greek god, you know, who later mistakenly became Jesus, I did have 364 brothers and sisters. They were all deities, and we just haven't really worked out the calendar to give them their days because it would really crush the labor market
Well, look, I'm not going to ask you how Hercules was conceived, because I don't see we can talk about that on the radio.
Yeah, let's definitely not go there.
Yeah, no showers. Line four, you're on the air with Jesus Christ.
Hi there. Jesus?
Yes.
Hi, just got to say, big fan of your work. Big fan.
Thank you, my son.
I like the Crusades. I like the Inquisitions and everything. It was really great stuff. But, you know, I'm sorry, Jesus. I killed a baby today. I was just going to ask if you're all right with that. You could just.
How old was the baby? And, and if it was killed by lightning, technically it's okay. I don't approve of it, but according to the new revised Bible that's going to be coming out, that's the acceptable, method.
Well, it was, actually a hammer, but.
Okay, well, as long as it's something that conducts electricity, I'm pretty sure it's all right in the new Bible, which is, by the way, even though you can kill a baby with a hammer, it's 30% less violent than the original Bible.
Oh, fair enough. I was also going to ask you another favor. If, you know, there's a shirt I've been looking at in Dillard's, and I just need about $5. Can you, if you could spot me or something? I just need $5.
How much money do you need, sir?
I just need about $5.
Yeah, you know what? Even I'll even say, even with the economy, I'm sure that we can work that out. Do you have? If you look out your window right now, can you see a lightning rod anywhere?
I think so. There's a telephone pole.
Okay, stand by that telephone pole in the next storm.
Hold that hammer on.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And bring your hammer.
For a while, you know, there's just this shirt I've been wanting to get. It's real cool.
Ask and you shall receive quickly.
All right, fair enough. Thank you very much, Jesus.
Well, yeah, so no problem. We're changing that to ask and you shall conduct.
Oh, all right. Yeah, and sorry about the my relatives are Jews. I was just going to say sorry about the whole, you know.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know what? It was a bad day across the board. Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, God bless. Well, you know about it.
So. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of them as it turns out, but go for it.
All right. Bye then. Bye.
I have to agree with you, Jesus, that a hammer is way more humane than stones.
Yeah, you know what? The hammer usually ends up in one swift, you know, boom, and it's over. The stonings were really way, way more violent. And, boy, if you don't believe me, go check out on YouTube.
Everybody, Mo. Now, smoke is coming out of Harley's ears. I mean, Archie Mayhem?
Archie.
Archimayhem.
Mayhem.
Archimayhem. That sounds like Agamemnon
Mayhem
or something.
Archie.
Okay, so she, I think she may want to follow up on some of her pain. Share
absolutely.
Some of her pain.
What
lots
else? Pain. Tell me whatever she wants.
Lots of pain is involved in this. Well, I have a question about the beginning of your religion, Christianity. There was, who was exactly the first pope? Was it Peter, Paul, or was it Mary?
Peter Paul was the first pope. That's why they always have. It was actually Peter Paul John. And John was, because of my exploits with the ladies, John wasn't his real name. That's just what we called him because he was kind of everyone's pimp. And so, you know, that's really how it worked out. And that's why all the popes take one of those names. And when you get a pope that has a John in his name, let me tell you a little inside secret not a lot of people know. You can actually get a free hooker when you go to the Vatican if you know the password.
Well, you know,
when you're
talking about your favorite Johns, you got to think of Larry Craig, of course, another famous Christian.
Absolutely.
He was big with the Johns.
He's definitely taken that offer up, but we couldn't supply him with the number of young men that he needed.
Harley?
Jesus, I also have this other question that there have been rumors going around that you left the church, your church, to marry Magdalene instead of Peter. Is this true?
Left the church to marry? Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, when you feel, let me tell you, when you get satisfied in a way that you feel like no other woman could do, and that's who Mary Magdalene was for me, you really want to hook her up, you know? I felt like things were a little too male-dominated. I realized as, you know, as the Greek god that I always have been, I was a little rough at times, and I felt like I needed a change, so that's why I wanted a little bit of a balance to the system. So, yes, I did leave it to Mary, but obviously things didn't work out that way.
Why did you let Peter take over? I mean, You are, after all, Zeus.
You know what? I could not have... I was struck by lightning before I could intervene on that. And I really wish I could have helped.
Okay.
We're going to be asking...
You're not fully forgiven.
We're going to be asking a follow-up question on why you chintzed out on, making a bunch of wine out of water and getting some gold for the poor. But we're going to save that. We're going to let you think about that, you know.
Sure.
Because we have other calls on the line. And line five, you are next. You're on the air with Jesus Christ.
Yes, my name is Muhammad.
Muhammad, all right. I was hoping you'd call again.
Really? This is the first time I've called since I married a 14-year-old child. But then again...
Yeah, they never let you get a word in edgewise.
No, they never did because I cut the head off of that child, didn't I? And I've cut the head off of everyone that opposes me. And, yeah.
Sounds like more anger management.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I want to talk to you, not...
Muhammad, if I can say something, Muhammad, I've been wanting to tell you this for a long time. You did have an anger management problem. I mean, it's true. Not only did you marry, if you are indeed the real prophet, Muhammad, not only did you marry someone that was 9 years old, which, you know, hey, that's, I mean, even though I'm Zeus, yeah, I still got a problem with that. You know what I mean? The Greeks, we were always a weird people, but that's a little much. But yeah, you had an anger management problem from what I remember. And I remember that the only thing that we really had in common is the whole lightning thing because, you know, I know that
the
meteor that fell from the sky and landed near Mecca, that was sort of one of those... lightning flashy signs that everybody seemed to think was a big deal. But we don't really have much in common other than that.
Jesus, where is it in either the Quran or the Bible that you were killed by lightning?
That is absolutely not in the Bible or the Quran, of course. It is in the Bible that I was crucified, which is also true. But there was a lot of mistakes and typos and bad editing. I was actually Zeus, and they called me Jesus, which became Jesus, so I'm sort of both. Really, Jesus, I am Jesus, but I'm also Zeus. It's just a bad translation. If you could rewrite the Bible, it'd be called Lost in Translation.
Would you like pick a page in the Quran?
What's that?
Number. Pick a page number in the Quran.
Okay, I'll go to 42 because I remember that was one of the more poetic pages.
That's the answer
42.
To everything.
Are we speaking on page 42?
Life, the universe, and everything.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That is the.
And I'm sure that there's some, like, if you go to the seventh line down, you'll find something really interesting, and I'll tell you what that means.
Page 42.
Yeah.
Seventh line.
I think it says, thanks for all the fish, doesn't it?
It's thanks for all the fish, yes.
It's that's very Jesus. Thanks for all the fish.
Yeah, I can tell you what any line in the Quran really means, as well as the Bible. Now that I have all this information, you know, we live in the information age, and to
Hold
find out
second.
That me, Jesus Christ, is actually Zeus has really blown my mind. And yes, there's a lot of things that happen that were true, but there's a lot of other things that are just revelations to me.
Okay, I think Muhammad has the line for us.
Yes,
okay.
I'm trying to speak to you, Jesus. What is in it?
You have to recite it, and then we'll talk.
Oh, yeah, if you want me to translate what it means, I'll tell you that. I don't have the book in front of me, but what it means when you read that line, if anybody has the book in front of them, which I was hoping you did, it means, thanks for all the fish. That's what the line means, literally.
No, there came to you Moses with clear signs, yet he worshipped the calf. Anything else?
Exactly. When you worship the cat, you end up with a lot of fish. That's why the Egyptians were so into cats. They bring home all the fish.
So
you say, hey, thanks for all the fish.
The Egyptians did not worship a fish, nor did they worship the calf.
Well, I think we're getting into some pretty serious schisms here, Mo. So
yeah.
I think we got to get on some other phone calls because, I mean, obviously, you know, there's always been problems with you.
Thanks, Muhammad, and you know what? I recommend Valium highly.
All right. Line one, you're on the air with Jesus Christ.
Hey, this is your fellow Reverend, the the Reverend Orpheus Stain. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday from one fellow Greek to another.
Well, thank you.
I was just wondering if with this deity revelation comes any change in our method of celebration, and also, is your father still the one on the Chol-style child sacrifice kick?
Is my father still the one on what?
The child sacrifice.
Right, because, with this revelation that you are right. Zeus and not Jesus, does that change
one thing I was trying to find out, was the lightning intentional or was it accidental because the cross had some metal in it? That's the thing that I still don't know. Like, was it because the nails had rounded edges and that's what attracts lightning, or was it because this was an inside job? So we're still trying to figure that out.
Maybe it ties back.
Yes, and you had another question. What was your first question there? Are there any changes on how we celebrate? Well, yes. In the future, all Christmases will be celebrated by patrons with tasers, and everybody tases each other on Christmas. Families tase each other.
Fantastic. I cannot wait to celebrate that. Thank you, Jesus.
So it does make things more exciting. It's not good news for the elderly. I will say that.
Christmas will never be the same again.
Yeah, and of course we're going to be rewriting the Sermon on Mount Olympus.
We should Mount Olympus, and we should Mount Eris while we're at it.
Oh, that's
absolutely
nice.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Right. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Love you.
Thank
up.
You.
And by length of hold, number two, you're on there. With Jesus Christ.
Is it me?
That's you.
Oh, I just wanted to say, once again, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And be very careful.
Yeah.
All right.
I've been shot at while I was standing next to your studio when it used to be downtown.
We will be very careful. We do take a round every now and then.
I know.
It's well known.
And I'd take one for you, but just be careful. That's all.
Absolutely. In my day, we used to fight in the round.
Yeah, right, obviously, and probably in loincloths.
We cherish every death threat we get here at KPFT.
Oh,
well, it's like another.
I've been there. I'm telling you, I've been there.
And it's another ornament on the Christmas tree of anger.
Well, it's foolish. I mean, I'm sitting there going, God, who are these people?
Yes, they're well.
I'm sorry. I had a different question entirely, but I've forgotten it now after those calls. This was like...
That's okay, sir. That's why next Christmas the tasers will help you remember everything.
That's right. I'm certain they will.
You know, my last words, if you have read the Bible, do you remember what my last words were? It is accomplished. What really happened was the last final words are, don't tase me, bro.
That's right.
That's why we use the tasers on next Christmas.
Yeah, you be careful, guys.
It's all lightning bolts, comets, and Saturnalia, and it's getting very exciting, this whole, new revelation and the new Christmas it could bring us all. And we're thankful.
Absolutely.
We're thankful for that.
Just know I'll be down there. I'll be helping.
Okay, Harley has a question for you.
Yeah.
My name is Mayhem, not Harley.
Mayhem Harley.
Mayhem Arky.
Mayhem Arky.
Well, I heard that in the New Testament, you changed the commandments that your father laid down. Are you trying to imply that your father was wrong?
No, I'm not. But what happens is when a lot of electricity is jolted through your body, you lose your memory. So you've pretty much got to make things up from scratch. So that's kind of what we did. So we've just... The commandments are going to be all new when the new Bible comes out. It's going to come out in mid-February, and then, of course, everyone's got to change over to the lightning bolts by the end of March. So that's really what we're doing. So it's going to be all new commandments. You want to hear one? I'll give you a sneak preview.
All right. I'm ready and waiting.
Another scoop.
I kind of already gave away one, which obviously, don't tase me, bro, is a new commandment. But one of the other... commandments is to drive in the HOV lane, even if there's just one person.
That is a great commandment. I'm starting to forgive you for those years of torture.
Here's the deal, though, with all that. everything tends to erase itself, which is sort of the message, if you're getting my drift on this. What I'm really saying metaphorically is everyone needs to completely forget the Bible. And electricity, I think, will help erase those memories that people have from all the crap that they learned from the Bible. That's the real problem here. That's what's caused a lot of the problems that are going on in the world. So the tasing is really going to help.
It's very Arkham. See? We're back to you.
Well, Jesus.
Right.
Well, Zeus, with this electricity idea that you got going on with forgetting all the things in the Bible, what about the good lessons, the very few occasional good lessons that you learned from, that we learned from your Bibles? Like,
those lessons are all available in Aesop's Fables.
Awesome.
So really, we're kind of phasing out the Bible and during the rewrite. We'll still keep in some of those things that we wrote in from the Zoroastrian days and the Upanishads and everything else. All those good lessons, definitely those are in there. We don't want people to forget those. That's why we're coming out with a gold edition of Aesop's Fables.
Okay, so let me get this straight. I can still beat people up who are selling things at churches?
Are you talking with a hammer or just regular beating up?
Well, whenever you did it, you just regularly beat people up. But if I could get a hammer in that, I would totally love this.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to mix in too much soul in all this, but, you know, it's okay to have a hammer once in a while. And that's, of course, going to be one of the new hymns that they sing at church, if I had a hammer.
All right.
I think if you want to get into the true contemporary Middle Eastern spirit, you use a drone.
Mm. That's right. We're actually, according to a lot, if you really want to interpret literally the old Bible, definitely beatings were almost essential on almost every page. But you know, we're on to aerial drones now because we're updating the technology.
Okay, so okay. Went from beating people up to just bombing them.
Right. We do not condone, I as Jesus Christ / Zeus, do not condone beating anybody up in any way. However, if you have an unmanned drone, it is okay to drop bombs on people. That's totally fine.
Getting bombed and getting stoned.
Definitely don't drop stones from the drones.
That's what we all do to celebrate your birthday.
Jesus,
everybody
I'm
must get droned. Line 3, you're on the air with Jesus Christ.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air with Jesus Christ.
This is Julian. I just would like to know what all the other Olympian gods think about this whole Mary Magdalene, Jesus thing.
Yeah. Oh, well, I will tell you, there's definitely a lot of confusion. Of course, I was betrayed by Jupiter, and they called him Judas. But when Jupiter betrayed me, and it's probably him, we're going to find out who got me hit with the lightning bolt. That was a really rough time for me. And some of the other gods here's what everyone wants. It's very simple. Every god wants to have his own holiday. And there's a lot of envy right now coming my way, a lot of heat on me, because I've taken up, at least 2 major holidays. There's a lot of other ones in between, right? But, I'm getting way too much credit. There were a lot of other gods, and they just need to have their day.
Well, thanks for clearing that up for me.
Absolutely, and make sure when you celebrate New Year's, you do that with a hammer, too, because that's Thor.
I will.
Thank you, and I can see, Jesus, where you are a little tired of being everybody's Jupiter goat.
Thank you, because that's exactly what's going on.
Line 4, you're in the air with Jesus Christ.
Hey, Jesus.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going really super.
Well,
I was just
wanting to, ask you about the whole wave of consciousness that's been drifting through the universe lately.
Yes, like electricity. What about it?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just, they call me Jesus as well, and I just... You know, fractal geometry, it makes sense because, there's a pattern and there's 2 of us.
Yes, there is. There's actually a whole bunch of us. of us Jesus, and that's because I split into many parts when I was hit by the lightning. So there's a whole bunch of Jesus in everybody. Back when George Bush was elected, you know, the universe kind of got dumber for that for those 8 years. But I think we're back on track now.
You think so, man? Maybe. I don't know. What about the whole disclosure of alien life forms?
Yeah, I can tell you a lot about alien life forms, but there's nothing close by, and there's nothing major that's really going to be visiting this planet. So sorry, but there is stuff out there, but nothing close by, so there's nothing to worry about, really.
We're Sumerian Anunnaki.
Yes, we noticed. We noticed. I listen to that Jeff Rents all the time myself.
No, man. The Sumerians. The Anunnaki.
Oh, Sumerians. The Hamanakis. Okay. Hey, listen. We're going to let you go. We're going to put line five on, and I'd like everybody to know that we do not, KPFD is not necessarily endorse celebrating Christmas with mushrooms. Line five,
that's
you're on
right.
The air.
Hi,
Jesus.
That's right, but it's definitely not a sin.
Hi, Jesus.
Hello.
So I was wondering, Jews, how do you feel? Do you condone the, like, discrimination against them?
Discrimination against who?
Jews. J-E-W-S.
Against Jews, yeah. You know, that's a tough one now, because finding out after all these years that I was only a quarter Jewish and I was three-quarters Greek has definitely been a real blow to me. So I still consider myself... you know, a Jew in that way, and I definitely don't advocate any discrimination. Have you heard about some? Because the New Bible doesn't have any.
No, I just mean, like, you know, everybody's like, oh my goodness, the Jews killed Jesus. So did Jews really kill you?
Oh, no, it's the juice killed Jesus. You know how they call electricity juice? Like, you know when they pull the electric chair and they go give him the juice?
Yes, I got that.
The juice killed Jesus. That's a huge... There's so many misunderstandings and misspeaks that were translated way too literally, and that's obviously still a problem today. So, no, the juice killed Jesus, and please correct your friends.
So I have another question for you. 2008,
sure.
Jesus, who did you vote for, Obama or McCain?
Who did I vote for?
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, well, you can put this down on record. I, Jesus Christ / Zeus, voted for Barack Obama.
Woohoo! Same as Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You're supposed to say it like this. Thank you, Jesus.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Bye, Jesus. Thanks.
Bye.
It's funny. It's just like the old days. You keep repeating yourself, and nobody's listening.
Wow.
I know. It's tough. But there's so much I have to correct on the record. That's why I really appreciate you having me on, Scooter. And I'm going to put up an official statement up on ComedyJesus.com in the coming week so we can really get this straightened out.
Harley wants to... she has something to say about mushrooms and the second coming and wine or something. Hello?
Sure.
I totally... disagree with him saying that we do not promote celebrating Christmas
with
mushrooms.
Yeah, no, KPFT doesn't. I didn't say we don't.
Oh, never mind.
Keeping us out of trouble, that's all.
Well, yeah, that's no fun.
The
totally
radio
does.
Station does not particularly endorse that, but Jesus does.
Jesus does? Yes.
Yeah, not only that, but that's going to be mandatory on Easter. That was another huge misunderstanding. Uh-oh. Of course, everyone's out there looking for eggs. It's like, hey, dummies, it's mushrooms. That's what you're supposed to find. It was never eggs. That doesn't even make any sense, go around looking for eggs. What, is it just so you can have breakfast? No, you wander around so you can find good mushrooms, and that's what the Jews were doing.
I think, wasn't it... your fallen archangel buddy that turned you on to those things when you were kind of wandering around in the desert for a little while?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'll tell you. That was no wonder why I stayed out in the desert so long. Nobody saw me till I was 30. I mean, you know, that's where you get your wisdom from. You don't want to overdo it. You want to make sure you get the right ones. And that's, you know, that's, of course, why there was Easter. That's why, you know, you find the really good ones. You build yourself an island with a bunch of big stones. I mean, that's the really good stuff.
So you were hanging around in the desert with that guy that wrote Revelations, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
That guy's out there.
How is Revelations going to change in the New Bible? That's what I want to know.
It's going to be even crazier. How is Revelations going to change in the New Bible?
Well, now the new revelations, we're completely erasing all of the old revelations, and we're only keeping the part about the insects, as the insects build up an immunity to some of the stuff that we've been, using to fight them. They come back. I don't want to give anything away. But everything else in Revelation completely wiped out, and it's all going to be new revelations off the top of my head, and I'm going to be writing those from January 5th. To the 7th. So that's when all the new revelations will be written, and it's going to be some really good stuff.
Right here on the Gulf Coast, Houston, Cockroach Capital. You heard it from Jesus himself. Line one, you're on the air with Jesus Christ.
I have a question. What is the difference between Islam and Christianity?
Well, one of them has sort of been watered down for the good of humanity, and the other one has stayed the same, and now women can't vote. So that, I would say that's just one main difference, and I would like to express my appreciation to all my followers who have watered down the stuff I said, because, you know, now looking at it, it turns out not to be true. But boy, some of, and of course, the radio station KPFT does not endorse this, but yeah, it just as far as Islam, nothing's really changed. So that's a huge problem. You never want to freeze yourself like a like a caveman, and then still practice as if time has stopped.
Why does Islam still practice cutting people's heads off after 1,400 years, but yet you decide it's rather funny to degrade Christianity?
Well, I thought I totally just answered that. What I'm saying is that Islam has never actually evolved or changed in any way. Like a frozen caveman in the ice. Like, who wants to be that guy, right? So, luckily, people have watered down Christianity, and that's why it's totally cool for me, Jesus, to come back and not be killed this time around, because now I can tell everybody, hey, I was, not only was I really Zeus, but the Bible's not even true.
Okay.
And especially the Quran's not true either. It's just that nobody ever wants to hear that, and they'll kill anybody who tells them that. So that's the big difference, sir.
And if you said one third of what you just said about the Muslims, guess what? You would be killed.
He just said that he was just talking about them.
I would like to acknowledge this. This is calling on the line. He's not going to mention it right now, but he's one of our Greek gods. He was known as Mirror Man, and what he does is when you tell him something, he reflects it back to you in a more interesting and inflective way. So I just want to give him a shout, and you're going to get your own holiday coming up soon. Thanks, man.
Are you a comedian of some kind?
But yes, I'm
really
a comedian of some kind.
Do you realize that?
Yes, we do. And thank you for the call. And line two, you're on the air, but I just want to say one thing, that there is, when Christians say, you wouldn't say that about a Muslim, that's called jihad envy, I believe.
Yes, it is. Beheading envy.
Line two, you're on the air with Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus, I've got two questions. One is about this thou shalt not kill thing. Where would Christians be without capital punishment?
They would probably be a lot more populated.
Okay, well, and the second thing is, you mentioned that you voted for Obama, and I just wanted to ask you what you think about Obamacare health care reform, you know, that plan for bailing out the insurance companies, you know, the foxes in the hen house. The predator.
Well, as the Messiah / sky god, you know, I try not to get too involved with local issues. I usually just drop in places from time to time. But I'll tell you this, it's a good idea for people to have health care. And those who don't want it can protest by just eating lots of trans fats. And I think that's a way for everybody to sort of balance their opinions out.
Does that mean you think trans fats are good for you?
No, they're actually really, really bad for you. They're practically like eating plastic. But people who are opposed to health care can really stick with and be consistent with their opinions by just eating lots and lots of trans fats.
In other words, it's good for people who don't have health care.
Well, no, it's good for people who hate the idea of health.
Yeah, okay. I
much, yeah, you get what I'm saying, sir?
I got it. Thanks.
No worries.
All right. Thank you. And line number four. You're on the air with Jesus Christ.
Hey, Zeus. How's it going?
Hey, very well, sir.
Good. This is Short Bus Bob over here in Houston. I was just wondering, you know how your father said he has many rooms in his house and everything? And I know your room is pretty cool with all that stained glass and everything, but I was just wondering, could you give me directions to the room where the 70 virgins are?
72.
72 virgins are?
Well, I'll take the other two. Give him the 70.
I give you directions, but you can't get in because it's encrusted with ice. I hope you were listening earlier. That'll make sense.
Okay. All right. Peace.
Peace. And before the dial tone, line number three, you're on the air with Jesus Christ.
Holy cow. It's a good thing you weren't born in Hawaii. Some of these callers really would have crucified you, Jesus.
Tell me about it.
So never admit your birth certificate from Hawaii, please.
Born in Kenyan Savior. Oh, my goodness. Oh, hey, we're getting a... Hey, it's the phone, telephone DJ. Awesome. Line number five, you're on the air with Jesus.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Jesus?
It
yes,
is.
It's great for you to be talking with me. How can I help you?
I have a question, and maybe you can help me.
Sure.
Why is mankind so f***ed right now?
Did you say, why is mankind so messed up right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's because they mistranslated a lot of the stuff that I said and then took everything too literally and then blamed it on the Jews when it was really the Jews. There's a tremendous amount of misinterpretation. You know, I'll prove it to you. Sometimes someone, sir, will say something to you, and then you'll get really mad and because you misinterpreted what it meant. And that's why humanity's really screwed. I'm back to clear that all up. That's why the new Bible is going to be very clear. Everyone's going to have tasers, and everybody's just going to forget all the bad parts. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, why do we all have tasers? And what happens in 2012 on December 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is going to be a very special day. That's when all of the world can unite, and it's going to be, you've heard of Hands Across America, right?
Yeah.
This is going to be just like that, except it's going to be tasers around the world. And all of humankind is going to be in one gigantic taser chain, and everyone is going to get enlightened, if you know what I mean.
It's just going to be sort of like arms and legs and torsos across America.
Yes.
Exactly.
No. Just spread.
No. What will happen is that's going to really create a tremendous amount of consciousness because everybody is going to be enlightened.
Well, thank you very much. And I think we're going to go out with Harley letting out some more of her anger here. Would you like to take us out with some?
Oh,
yes, well, actually, you know.
No?
No.
We want to know why you won't make the wine to sell for the gold for the poor people down at the Greyhound Station.
you want to know why I won't make the wine?
To trade it for gold for the poor people. Because last time you said, oh, there's always going to be poor people.
No, that was with oil in the feet with Mary.
Oh, was the oil in the feet?
Yes. As I recall, as you wrote in the original Bible before you changed it into a more amazing Bible.
And the more conductive.
Conductive
right,
Bible.
Much more conductive.
You had a scene where Mary, I think it was Mary, was putting oil on your feet, and Judas was like, why don't we sell it and give
Jupiter.
Them money? Jupiter said, why don't we sell it and give the money to the poor? And you said, there'll always be poor people. Why don't we just enjoy what we have?
Yeah. Now, little did I know that oil was going to be so conductive. but I will say, I think that's part of it. The reason that I did that is because, yes, there is always going to be poor people. And that is the case. And nothing is ever going to change. It's just that people have to start caring about everybody more. And just because someone doesn't have stuff doesn't mean you cut them off from health care just because you can. Really, that's really the message here. The new Bible's going to cover all this.
All right. Well, at least somebody will be covering something. I'm certainly not covered very well.
Jesus, through all the pain that I was put through for because of you, I now forgive you because of this new Bible.
You are forgiven, that's Jesus. True. And thank you. I don't know if you're going to ever be forgiven for being on this program.
No.
But we'll get you through the night. Happy birthday. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Peace be upon to you.
Thank you very much.
Mentioned in Scripture, and we can see in Revelation 21, 21.
This has been the Innerside Radio Program's Christmas Eve special, where Jesus Christ returned as Troy Conrad to celebrate his Millennium Plus 10 birthday, taking time off from his day job at ComedyJesus.com to teach us how to survive each other, resist our baser instincts, and avoid the mindless, circular, self-inflicted face-hammering teabaggery littering the dimension with random suicidal trash tangles, backpedaling headfirst into the chipping grayscale, like the lost souls at angrytownhall.com. Barry Crimmins with helpful hints on carrion cuisine, Harley Davis Archie Mayhem in the studio, Helpo Huey cybered in from Arkansas, distribution by Otis McClay, who also shared the Republican Christmas songbook, the folks at CCCP Monthly Laughing Nightmare December Edition ruled the mix, which was assembled by yours truly, Scooter, at KPFT Pacifica Radio on the Gulf Coast. This and all other Innerside Radio programs can be found at the Axis of Evil archive. Simply Google The Innerside. Thank you for joining us.